Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson. Bulldogs are getting ready to face Clear Lake here for the third time this season. And Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. I do want to go back to that Monday night game you had with Clear Lake. Got rescheduled from Friday night because of the weather. And then a couple hours before you tip it off with Clear Lake, you find out that you're going to be playing them for a third time the following Monday night. So does that maybe, change the kind of the mindset or the atmosphere going into the game, or is it not really too much of a factor, you think, going into a game like that against Clear Lake?
We know them, they know us. I mean, we know it's a big time challenge. We're not wild about seeing another opponent for the third time, but you know, it is what it is, and you know, the state mate has to make their decisions. So I mean, we just got to control what we can control, and you know, we got a couple more practices where we just try to get a little bit better, and you know, just going with a little different game plan and try to take away some of Clear Lake's strengths. Really, that's all we can control, is just, you know, just try to get a little bit better and try to handle what we can control.
Yeah, and so again, 79-27 loss to Clear Lake back on Monday night. So, you know, when it comes to that one, what do you think are the biggest factors that Clear Lake's able to bring to the table? I mean, obviously they're a great team all across the board. Is it their speed, their physicality? I mean, what are the biggest factors from your perspective against Clear Lake?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have many weaknesses. I've seen them twice, watched them on hold a good amount. They're a very well rounded team. You know, they don't shoot. There's some games where they don't shoot a ton of threes, but man, it seems like when they need a timely three, I mean, they'll knock them down. I feel like they don't make a ton of them. They don't shoot and make a ton of them, but partly because they're so good at getting to the rim, they get out in transition, they get easier shots than threes. But I mean, they make timely threes. So they got some kids who are really capable shooters, and yeah, I mean, they're very, very balanced. Obviously, Thomas Meyer, he's their toughest matchup. But I mean, their other guys are really good, and they can shoot it and drive it. They got a lot of tough covers.
And when it comes to, you know, this full week of practice that you have, between the games, what are the biggest things you think you guys have been able to, you know, be accomplished, just being able to kind of focus on yourselves, throughout this week, going into this postseason game?
We added some new man quick hitters. For a while in our season there, we saw just a ton of zone. I feel like it was five or six games where it was zone offense, zone offense, zone offense. And, you know, Clear Lake will occasionally throw in a trapping 2-3 zone, but we know we can likely prepare for man-to-man defense. So we have some quick hitters that we added to, you know, try to get us some better looks. And then as far as guarding them, they are – they're just, like I said, they're a tough cover. We've tried a couple different zones against them. We've tried some man-to-man defense. So, you know, we'll probably throw a couple defenses at them and try to keep them off balance the best we can. But, you know, we'll have the guys watch a little bit of film as well to try to see where they hurt us the first time and try to take some of those things away.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson. Back on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Brian Neeson, and going into a game against number 1 and 3A Clear Lake here on Monday night in the postseason. I guess, so what would be kind of a, you know, driving message or, you know, words of advice for your team going into a game like this?
So try to stay composed during their runs. You know, Clear Lake's going to make runs. They're going to go on sports where they get a couple hoops in a row. I mean, it's just, we just got to try to keep our cool, try to keep our composure. I can use timeouts early if needed, but you know, just try to have a short memory. You know, they're going to make some good plays, but if they do something really good, try to have a short memory and just try to make the next play the best we can. And you know, we're going to try to stay in the game as long as possible. So that means, you know, having longer possessions, taking timeouts early. You know, we'll try to do whatever we can to stay in the game as long as we can.
Yeah, and when it comes to you know, some of your personnel here this season. Obviously, Brady Haar, he's been a in a lot of games, he's been a mismatch for some teams, you know, standing at 6 foot seven, racking up a lot of block shots. So when it comes to maybe trying to integrate, you know, him a little bit more, obviously teams are going to try to take him away as much as possible. But I have to imagine, you know, if you guys are, you know, going to make a run against a team like Clear Lake, he's a guy that, you know, it's probably going to have to start with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's gotten a lot better at his post moves. He's had a lot. I thought he's really improved his back to the basket game. He made some really strong moves against Clear Lake this past Monday. Made some really tough finishes in there against their size and length. But yeah, I mean, we're gonna need him, and we're gonna have to make some shots around him too. You know, there's times when other teams have just straight up double teamed him and left somebody open. So we got, you know, there's times we just gotta have other guys step up and hit some perimeter shots or make some weak side cuts to help out. But yeah, he'll definitely get a lot of attention. But you know, they Clear Lake also has two good bigs that you know that can match him for size and strength. And you know, like Thomas Myers is a really good defender too. So they'll be able to match up with him pretty good as well.
All right, well, not a ton else to talk about here for now. No games here in the last week aside from that one Clear Lake game, but we'll certainly talk more on Monday night. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team before we wrap up here today?
No, you know, we're just going to go in and, you know, do the best we can and know that there's no pressure on us, and, you know, just try to stay in the game as long as possible and try to make it a possession game and just hang around and see what happens.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Calico head coach Brian Neeson. Appreciate the time today, and we'll catch you Monday night.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Bulldogs.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.